Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Hello, I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Macbeth in Monaghan. And now Tom Prendergast of Castletroy College, Castletroy, County Limerick, is going to give you a sample answer to a question on Macbeth.
Today I will be exploring the character of Macbeth and the impact Lady Macbeth has on this relationship. To examine Macbeth's character without also looking at Lady Macbeth's influence on him is akin to examining the character of John Lennon without reference to Yoko Ono, or indeed discussing Homer Simpson without acknowledging the role of Marge Simpson in Homer's life. Remember, Macbeth is a tragic hero, and it does exactly what it says on the tin. Brave Macbeth falls from grace because of a flaw in his character. When the audience first meet Macbeth, he is admired by all of Scotland because he vanquished MacDonald and the Norwegian king in battle. However, Macbeth's ambition to be king, allied to the witch's prophecy, plant a seed of desire within him. Macbeth's desire is fertilized by Lady Macbeth's insistence that he murder Duncan to attain his vaulting ambition. Prior to the murder of Duncan, the play is slowly moving towards the apex of a roller coaster ride, and after Duncan's murder, the play hurtles us towards its tragic ending. So, how do you put a structure on all the knowledge and information you possess about Macbeth in approximately 55 minutes and within the confines of an exam hall? What you have to remember is that you will have much more information than you will ultimately need, so your answer will have to be the fillet, the best piece of all the information you possess. At no stage should you panic and merely summarise the play, regardless of what is being asked. Have faith in yourself. It is worth highlighting where the 60 marks for Macbeth go. 18 of those 60 marks are for purpose, which means answering the question that you have been asked. Another 18 marks are for clarity, whereby you try and sustain a well-structured answer throughout the course of your response to the question on Macbeth. Another 18 marks are available for your use of language, where this is your chance to show your flair. 6 marks are available for mechanics, which is your spelling, your grammar, and so forth. Further details, and indeed the 2003 and 2004 marking schemes where Macbeth was examined, can be accessed at www.examinations.ie. What we are looking at is a question that asks us to examine the character of Macbeth and the impact Lady Macbeth has on this relationship. 6 potential points that could be included are: firstly, Macbeth's ambition has been pricked by the witch's initial prophecy. Then you could go on to talk about the fact that Lady Macbeth fears that Macbeth may not have the courage to kill Duncan. She states this in her "Too Full of the Milk of Human Kindness" speech, which you could refer to in this paragraph. My third point would be Lady Macbeth challenges Macbeth's courage and manhood with her violent and unnatural description of dashing out the brains of a child she was breastfeeding rather than breaking an oath. A fourth point you could include could be the weakening of their partnership with the murder of Banquo, which is unknown to Lady Macbeth, and later the murder of Macduff's family. A second last point could be the rising guilt in Lady Macbeth contrasts with the rising invincibility in Macbeth. Finally, then, you could discuss their respective deaths, where Lady Macbeth's descent into madness could be supported with her "out damn spot" speech, and indeed Macbeth's soliloquy on the transience of life. Life's but a walking shadow. These 6 points make up the various paragraphs which form the body of your answer. When writing the points and paragraphs, remember your topic sentence, which generally is the first sentence in the paragraph that almost gives the paragraph a title and tells the reader the purpose of this particular paragraph. I have deliberately omitted your introduction and conclusion. The necessity and importance of both cannot be overstated. It gives your answer its individuality, as it allows you to give the examiner a feel for your grasp of the subject. So, seize the day, be brave, and try to grab the reader's attention. The introduction and conclusion are often the polish that improves an answer. And also remember, the points you have developed in the body of your answer will be largely similar to other candidates' scripts, so the importance of the introduction, and also the conclusion, is paramount. In conclusion, I would like to highlight common mistakes that many students often make. These mistakes include where the students misread the question in their eagerness to start answering. You must underline key phrases in the question and keep referring back to them so as to ensure you do not drift off the point when answering the question. Students often forget to write an introduction and launch into their answer, or indeed forget to write a conclusion and merely leave their answer unfinished. Another common mistake is where students overdevelop a single point to the detriment of others. It is much better to have 5 or 6 points developed in your answer rather than elaborating on only 2 or 3 points. Finally then, a lot of students seek safety in quotes. Be careful you do not overuse quotes. Be selective. Be accurate. Understand why the quote is important and why you like it. Indeed, if you listen to the selection of the students' favourite quotes in the series and their importance, this may provide some tips for you.
Glamst thou art, and Cawdor, and shalt be what thou art promised. Yet do I fear thy nature. It is too full of the milk of human kindness to catch the nearest way. Thou wouldst be great, but not without ambition, but without the illness should attend it. What thou wouldst highly, that wouldst thou holily. Wouldst not play false, and yet wouldst wrongly win. Oh, thou'lst have, great Glamis, that which cries, thus thou must do if thou have it, and that which rather thou dost fear to do than wishest should be undone. Oh, hie thee hither, that I may pour my spirit in thine ear, and chastise with the valour of my tongue all that impedes thee from the golden round, which fate and metaphysical aid doth seem to have thee crowned with all.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m. rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.